gracious Lord, I pray. Turn my heart to be as yours, kind and loving, telling truth. Help my heart reflect yours. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Through my words, my thoughts, my life, guard my heart before.
In Acts 4, 32 through Acts 5, we hear about husband and wife claiming to have given all, but God had not demanded all. But they seemed to have either wanted credit or were embarrassed to look cheap. Starting in Acts 4, 34, all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet. And they distributed each to anyone that had need. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. And then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. In Acts 5, 7, the story continues with God's people going to Sapphira and hearing her lie. Now, it was about 3 hours later when Sapphira, his wife, came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. She said, yes, for so much. Then Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. Remember, it was never a matter of how much they gave God, for God had not required a set amount. The key was that we must not lie or seek to deceive, and we need to pray for God's help. 1 Corinthians 10:13, to fight temptations to be like people that God calls evil, liars.
Before I be Gehazi, stop me.
2 Kings 5, Elisha, the prophet, man of God, had told Naaman that he did not want any money for healing Naaman of his deadly leprosy. In verse 15, Naaman responded by joyfully saying, "Indeed, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now, therefore, please take a gift from your servant." But Elisha said, "No, thank you," and left with his servant Gehazi. But Gehazi returned secretly to tell Naaman that Elisha had changed his mind and wanted money for the healing that Yahweh God had done. In verse 21, Gehazi reasoned to himself that he could get some money easily. So he lied and said that Elisha now wanted 2 talents of silver and 2 changes of garments. Naaman gladly gave it. Gehazi snuck back to where Elisha was. Now he went in and stood before his master. Elisha said to him, "Where did you go, Gehazi?" And Gehazi said, "Your servant did not go anywhere." But God revealed to Elisha that Gehazi was lying, and God put upon Gehazi the same deadly leprosy from which he had healed Naaman. In Matthew 27, Judas realizes, too late, that lies that he had convinced himself to believe about Jesus being fake had led Judas to betraying an innocent man. When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, this betrayer, seeing that Jesus had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood."